You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
The National Party's announcement yesterday is huge news for New Zealanders battling with cancer, the leading cause of death in our country. Breast cancer, however, is not targeted by any of the drugs mentioned on the list that is to be funded. There are drugs available, and breast cancer is the leading cause of death in women under 65 years old in New Zealand. I started by asking why the New Zealand Breast Cancer Foundation feels that the National Party's announcement to fund 13 new cancer drugs is not quite enough.
Look, it's a good idea to fund drugs that are ranked internationally as being of significant clinical benefit, but unfortunately it just doesn't go far enough. There's no mention of breast cancer on that list, and we know there are 14 drugs ranked internationally with that same ranking that aren't available in New Zealand, and many of them are for patient groups that don't have anything else available to them. So, nice idea, but not far enough.
Why do you think that the 14 breast cancer treatments with substantial clinical benefit have not been included on this list?
I think National's worked off a list put out a couple of years ago by the Cancer Control Agency, and that had a focus on specific cancers that they were looking at there, including lung and bowel and so on, which are really important to have drugs for all of those cancers. But breast cancer is the number one cause of death in New Zealand for women under 65. So to just leave it off the list when there are really good drugs available for aggressive forms of the disease that affect young women, it's just not on.
I also notice that you've highlighted underfunding and flawed decision-making in PharmAc. Would you care to elaborate on why you hold this opinion and why it might be stalling this breast cancer treatment?
Look, the budget is not big enough, no doubt about that. These new drugs are expensive, and we just need to change our understanding of how we pay for and what we pay for drugs that have a huge difference in the quality of life of people, keep them alive for much longer, and don't have the long-term toxic effects of old-style chemotherapy. So there's a mindset needed there, change in mindset. We need a mindset that says, actually, we're going to do what is best practice and what is standard of care internationally, not just muddle along with older drugs because they're cheaper. We need to be up with the play. And then lastly, it's about saying that we need to understand what is actually affecting New Zealanders' lives in this major way. What is killing people? What is depriving people, families, of their loved family members? And those are cancers, and so much of the case. The leading cause of all deaths is cancer in New Zealand. We're not taking it seriously enough with the way we fund drugs, and it's taking years to get drugs through the process, 6 or 7 years in many cases. And when another country like Canada or Australia or the UK has done the scientific work and said, yes, this drug works, I do not understand why PharmAc cannot accept that. I do not understand. The clinical trials have been done. Other countries have said, yes, this drug works. Why do we have to start from scratch in understanding that ourselves? It just doesn't make sense.
Would you like to see change on the government level that will help ease the process of approving a drug through PharmAc?
Yes, look, there's already an acknowledgement that PharmAc isn't working well. That came out of the PharmAc review, but now someone needs to step up in government and actually make some changes to that. Ironing that out will certainly make the process easier. And then once you get the process right, or as well as having the process right, you need to be committed to those top quality standard of care drugs that are in all the international guidelines. So there's two sides of it. One's actually agreeing that you need these top quality drugs, and the other is making that process that much faster. We don't want to be fighting every time for one drug at a time to improve survival for breast cancer. We want that to be an actual mission of PharmAc as well, to provide top quality care.
With this announcement from National about the 13 funded cancer treatments, I think there's been a lot of excitement, but there's also been this omission. Do you feel that omitting the 14 breast cancer treatments, along with probably countless of other treatments, do you believe that this reflects poorly on the government or pharmac?
Good question. I think that, yeah, I'm stoked for those other cancers that are going to get those drugs that they want. But, yeah, just deciding that you're going to leave some people high and dry is not okay. And it doesn't seem to matter so far who's in charge. It hasn't got any better. But it does need someone to really stand up and say, we're going to do it differently.
National has pledged to raise the breast cancer screening age, stating that this will save lives of women pertaining to breast cancer. Do you agree with this?
Yes, absolutely. It's very important that we extend the screening age up to 74 like it is in other countries. It will save lives, and these are women who are still active, often in their work, but also in their families and in otherwise really good health. So it is important to do that, and we do applaud that commitment by National to make that happen, and we really look forward to others stepping up and committing to that too.
So you're happy with the screening age movement, but you would like to see these breast cancer treatments included in this cancer treatment announcement?
Yeah, screening deals with the need to find cancer early, absolutely the best way to save lives. But once people have got bigger cancers or more advanced cancers, or young women who are too young for screening, we absolutely need the treatments then to make all the difference in survival. So that's what we're asking for.
On a governmental level, what do you believe the top priority for women with breast cancer should be?
The top priority needs to be making every effort to find and diagnose breast cancer early. So that's in the screening program, extending the age up, putting it down to 40 initially for Māori and Pacific and then for everybody. And then also for people who turn up at their GP with a lump, making sure they actually get into the system really quickly and get the diagnosis. That's the best way we can improve breast cancer survival.
That was Adele Gautier speaking to me on why the National Party's cancer treatment funding is not enough.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.